Swiggy's losses mount 96% to 1,197 crore rupees. Infosys looks to hire big as TCS cuts deep. Cognizant lifts full year growth guidance, yet to decide on salary hikes. Banks squeeze fintechs with UPI fees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. First up, let's check out Swiggy's Q1 numbers. It looks like Swiggy's losses have more than doubled year on year in the first quarter of FY26. Now, the food and grocery delivery major reported a net loss of around 1,197 crore rupees, which was up nearly 96% from 611 crore rupees it posted last year. Now, revenue wasn't the problem. In fact, Swiggy's operating revenue jumped nearly 54% compared to last year to around 4,961 crore rupees. But it's a rapid expansion of Instamart, its quick commerce arm, that's been burning a hole in the balance sheet. If you look at the numbers further, the firm's food delivery revenue rose nearly 20% year on year to around 1,800 crore rupees. While the revenue for Swiggy's quick commerce business, which is Instamart, more than doubled to around 806 crore rupees on an annual basis. Now, just for comparison, the company's rival Zomato posted a small profit of around 25 crore rupees, even though their revenue is higher at around 7,167 crore rupees. And they are moving fast. Zomato, in fact, added 243 dark stores last quarter, while Swiggy added around 41. Now, if you're wondering whether it's a good idea to be burning cash on dark stores when unit economics is still shaky, well, Swiggy seems to be betting big on Instamart for long-term growth, even if the short-term burn is heavy. Speaking of Swiggy, there's some Rapido drama brewing. So Swiggy owns a 12% stake in Rapido, the ride-hailing app, and Rapido recently announced plans to enter the food delivery business. Now, that could make things awkward. So in a response to a question during Swiggy's earnings call, the company said that it's actively re-evaluating its investment, acknowledging that Rapido's move could lead to a conflict of interest. Now, for context, Rapido plans to leverage its 3 million delivery fleet. And what's more, it's also planning to offer restaurants a lower take rate of 8 to 15% compared to Swiggy and Zomato's 18 to 20%. Now, that's aggressive and clearly designed to shake things up in the market. So Swiggy for now is saying they're keeping a very close watch of what's happening. All right, so from food delivery to IT hiring, let's talk Infosys. So in a stark contrast to its rival TCS, Infosys is looking to ramp up hiring. The company added nearly 17,000 employees in the first quarter alone and is sticking to its plan to onboard nearly 20,000 freshers this fiscal. Now, the company's CEO, Salil Parekh, told Money Control in an exclusive interview that the demand for AI and cloud services is driving this growth, and Infosys is seeing a good level of utilization and strong momentum in digital transformation programs. Now, interestingly, this comes just days after TCS announced a massive 2% layoff impacting over 12,000 employees globally and one of the largest layoffs in Indian IT history as well. And most of those cuts are expected to hit mid to senior level roles. Now, when asked about middle management, Parekh also said that Infosys has a very strong team and is focused on reskilling, especially in AI. Now, Infosys has also nudged up its growth forecast for FY26, now guiding for about 1 to 3% revenue growth in constant currency and has retained its margin guidance at around 20 to 22%. Moving on to another IT major, Cognizant, the Nasdaq-listed firm beat revenue estimates in Q2, clocking about $5.25 billion in revenue. That's 8.1% year-on-year increase, higher than their own guidance. Now, net profit also rose about 14%, coming in at around $645 million. Now, the company has raised its full-year growth guidance as well, narrowing it to 4 to 6% from the earlier 3.5 to 6% range. But here's the catch, though. Salary hikes are still on hold. Speaking at the earnings call, the company's CFO, Jatin Dalal, said that while they aim to roll out increments for most employees in the second half of 2025, they haven't committed to a timeline yet, citing macro uncertainty. Now, this puts Cognizant in line with peers, like we spoke about TCS, Wipro, and HCL Tech, all of whom are holding back on raises. And Infosys remains the exception, having already implemented wage hikes in FY26. And finally, looks like UPI is getting a little less free for fintechs. Let me explain. We all know that, you know, UPI is great. It's fast, seamless, and feels free. But behind the scenes, there's a bit of a fee fight brewing. So this week, ICICI Bank started charging a transaction handling fee on UPI payments processed by payment aggregators like Razorpay, Cashfree, etc. Basically enable merchants to accept payments online. Now, technically, banks and payment companies aren't allowed to charge fees on UPI transactions according to a 2019 government notification. But in practice, both banks and PAs are levying fees under different names like platform fee, maintenance fee, tech fee, you get the idea. But banks argue that they have to pay NPCI switching fees and want PAs to maintain balances or at least shift accounts in exchange for better terms. In fact, one bank executive put it bluntly. He said that PAs are charging merchant a fee for using the tech, but using our tech for free. Now, the result here is that small and mid-sized merchants who already operate on tight margins often get squeezed the most. And with UPI volumes soaring, the tug of war between bank and fintechs over who gets to monetize what will only get more intense. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Again, thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.